Escaped British prisoner busted for venturing out to buy Call of Duty. The Aegis Alliance. He managed to escape from prison and was effectively living life on the run. Up until Duty called. Call of Duty, that is. Clint Butler, age 36, British man, had actually thwarted authorities for months after escaping from prison in November. However, the jig was up after he went out of hiding to purchase a copy of Call of Duty. Black Ops, Cold War, the West Midlands police wrote in a press release. The fugitive, that had actually served 14 years of a 17-year sentence for robbery as well as weapons possession, was captured on January 13 in Birmingham, after police officers observed him and his pal suspiciously changed directions after noticing cops in the area. When a police officer asked Butler and also his friend why they were in town during the pandemic lockdown, his buddy responded with, "I've come to get the new Call of Duty because I can't sit around in lockdown," officials stated. The fugitive confessed that he had marijuana in his possession, and also purportedly provided authorities with a fake name. In the video, a female officer is heard saying she knew this wasn't about just a little weed. When the police officers stated they will run both of their information, Butler confused the violent video game for real life and also assaulted the police officers, swinging kicks and punches. He's currently back in prison and is set to spend an additional 2 years prison time for breaking out of prison as well as assaulting the police officers. This was great work by our officers, acting on instinct that there was something not quite right and then challenging the men. West Midlands Police Superintendent Nick Rowe stated, "The situation escalated really quickly, but both PCs put their training to good effect by restraining Butler, subduing him and getting him safely in handcuffs, while also calling for backup from officers nearby." Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.